guys. I'm Shauna.
And I'm Ash.
And this is another episode of Bothered AF.
At 11 o'clock at night when we've been talking for the last 2 hours and...
I was just about to say, this is an episode that we should have started like 30 minutes ago.
Oh,
but under like a different podcast name and aliases, because we were definitely talking about some good like gossip. It was fun. It was all good conversations.
Yeah, no, it was really interesting.
Lots of raunchy stuff.
Very, very. So if you're into that, you know, drop us a little hint that you'd be interested in it, and then...
Tell us you want us to, like, pretend to be someone else every once in a while, and we'll talk about all of the extra fun stuff instead of the extra gory stuff. That'd be fun. We could have, like, a whole entire podcast on just shitty dates that I've been on.
Kind of like the, I've only listened to, like, one or two of their episodes, but it's, I want to say it's called The Guys We Fucked.
Oh my god, that would be so... I've never even heard of that, but that would be great. That I'm going to go home and listen to it just because you told me that. I want to talk about the guys I fucked. I'm just kidding, that came out really wrong.
I was going to say something and I was just like, wait a second, we're still not... This is not the Alias wait, episode.
This is Bothered AF.
This is still Bothered AF.
Sorry, guys.
I have my dad and my brother and my husband and lots of family and friends who listen to this. I can't comment on that.
This was her whole entire idea, you guys. I'm not going to sit here and let her throw me under the bus.
No, it is totally my idea. I mean, to be fair, we were having a conversation about your personal life. But, dude, we were just talking. And
yeah, just...
It would have been so good. Everything was just coming off so funny and just like...
Actually, you guys, this is the whole entire area where I got the idea for us to start a podcast, was because like a couple years ago, we would just talk about this kind of stuff all the time. And I was like, we flow really well together. We should start a podcast. But then we started talking about things that we would want to talk about. And obviously the very first thing was like true crime. So here
we
are.
We were already talking about a lot of that stuff as it was.
So back to our roots, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're here to talk to you guys about something a little bit more lighthearted than the last episode.
Yeah, because the last episode was really dark.
It was murders on murders.
Yeah, it was.
I think the episode before that was also...
Well, because the episode before that was your butcher one.
Yeah, I was just about to say...
And there were a couple of children things in there.
For some reason, I kept thinking about the Appalachian Trails one.
A little bit further back.
I know. So, yeah, we've really been talking about murders the last couple times.
And we did take last week off because it was Shauna's birthday.
It was. I'm old. Might as well be dead.
You want to tell the world how old you are? She's only 24.
Shut the fuck up.
You can pass.
Lying. Yeah, I probably could. No one believes me when I say I'm 27. That's so weird to say. I didn't enjoy that. I preferred when I was telling people I was 26.
It's okay. I told Ron that you were 28 and I was like, that doesn't sound right.
That's because it's not right. Why are you aging me?
Because I'm 30 and I really want you to
She's not 30
to me.
Yet.
Yeah, I am.
Fuck, she's 30. To be fair. We've missed, like, a whole entire year. I'm, like, behind.
Almost a year and a half, I feel.
Yeah, I think I'm just, like, behind on...
Life?
Yeah. So, what we're gonna do, since her 30th birthday wasn't very eventful, you know?
It was eventful. I went camping.
Oh, yeah, you guys went camping.
I dipped out for the week.
So it was fun. We're going to make up for it and throw, like...
The masquerade party that I've wanted since I was 21.
Exactly what she said. That's what we're going to do next.
Yay!
But yeah, so we're back with another episode. Let us know if we should start, like, a side podcast about...
Our whole lives.
Things that we won't talk about on here because Ashley doesn't want her family to hear her say anything bad. I'll talk about it. No one in my family is supportive, so
that's not true.
I doubt anyone's listening. No, my brother has listened to like 2 episodes.
What about your cousin?
Kylie listens. My cousin Kylie does listen. However, she's not judgy. So I'm not worried.
So then Kylie can tune into the something else AF, whatever.
I actually, it's funny, right before we start this, I have another cousin that like is an actor or whatever, and he was over a couple weeks ago and had made a comment about how, like, everyone needed to check out, like, this new little movie or whatever kind of thing that he was in. And as he's, like, walking past me, he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot you had a podcast. And my mom was like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, have you guys talked about it? No, not really. I'm not very supportive. And I was just like, this is why I don't support your acting career.
What a dick.
I know.
Ew.
This is how I can comfortably say my family is not supportive. So I'm not worried about talking about anything.
Your mom was so excited about it. She's so cute.
She's never listened to an episode. She doesn't even know how to find the podcast.
Honestly, my mom doesn't even know what a podcast is. And that's fine. But she's still like, that's really cool. Just be careful because people are weird and they'll find out where you live and come and kill you.
No one be a weirdo. So,
yeah, if you're a weirdo, you're not allowed. You can be a weirdo to a certain extent because if you're listening to this, we're clearly all weirdos. You gotta be
a little weird, yeah.
But if you're that kind of psychopathic, like, freaky, then go away. I don't want you.
Not today, guys.
No, never.
All right, we're gonna let Ash take it away.
Okay, so this is probably gonna be, a bitty bothered. I fell down the stairs not long before this. I've got a makeup appointment tomorrow.
Literally sitting downstairs with her baby, trying to get her daughter to fall asleep, and both of us look at each other all wide-eyed because we hear this loud crashing noise, and I'm just like, Ashley? She's like, yeah, I'm okay. And I'm like, you fucking fell down the stairs, didn't you? And she's just laying. I walked to her front door, and she's just laying on the floor, just on her back, just laying there.
I couldn't move. I felt like I twisted both of my ankles, and I knew it was going to be okay.
Probably did.
One, and the chair fell on my wrist, so that was great. But I've got, like, one of those director's chairs, and normally I would do all of my work up here in the studio, but the girl who's, it's her bridal trial tomorrow, she was going to bring our other friend, who we call Tia Lisa for Lily.
Aww.
And she was going to hang out with Lil while I did the appointment.
How fun.
But Lisa can't come tomorrow, so she's going to bring her daughter instead. And I was like, well, all of Lily's toys are downstairs. Like, just, I'll just relocate my little makeup studio downstairs for the morning. It'll be fine. And so I was trying to bring a few things down. I had my arm full of my brush jars and my director's chair in the other arm. And it just, I tripped.
She just went down.
I think I actually missed three steps, judging by where the railing is kind of scratched up.
Yeah, we're done. Ashley's living in a bubble.
Yeah, anyways. So this is going to be probably a bitty bothered, I'm sure. I started off doing my research on the Roosevelt High School. And realized that there wasn't a ton of information. So we're going to talk about two haunted high schools.
Ooh, fun. Yes. We love a good haunt.
Sure do. So Roosevelt High School, it's a public school that's located in St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri?
Wow. Trying to talk too fast. St. Louis, Missouri. I still did it. Missouri. I can say it. I know how to say it. Jesus Christ. Okay, so the school took 2 years to build, and it officially opened in 1925. The whole entire reason why it was built was to relieve the overcrowding from McKinley High School. There wasn't a ton of available land, so they built over Picker Cemetery, which was otherwise known as the Holy Ghost Cemetery. A little bit of background on the cemetery. They had actually stopped doing burials. It had been about 25 years since the last burial took place. And in total, there were about 24,000 graves, like with people with bodies in them at this cemetery.
Okay.
Many of the people that were buried there were victims of the cholera epidemic. That was...
the what?
Cholera.
Okay.
It's you know, we're in a little... epidemic pandemic right now with COVID.
Okay, so like that?
Something, yeah. Cholera was its own little one back in 1849 and again in 1854. Oh, wow. So they started to dig up the bodies in order to relocate them to mass grave sites in other cemeteries in October of 1922.
I think that's so weird when they do that kind of stuff. Right, like with the Paris catacombs.
Yeah,
like how that whole thing started as, like, Paris having too many bodies overflown, so they're, like, putting them down.
to be fair, that was also with, like, another, like, epidemic sort of situation where they were, like, we're having too many dead bodies.
Yeah, that was when the Black Plague was.
But this is, these bodies are already in their home. We just need to use the land. So we're going to scoop them up and throw them from where they had their grave markers and everything. We're just going to throw them in one massive site in another cemetery. Like, that to me was very kind of, like,
disrespectful.
Totally disrespectful, but it kind of reminded me of the Holocaust because they were doing that to,
like, the mass grave
the Jews,
site.
Yeah, and yeah. Just throwing everybody in one giant pit, and it's like that. I don't want to rest next in, like, on top of somebody and have somebody else on top of me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care how old I am, centuries ago. Like, no, thank you.
Don't move me.
So here's the thing: is it is believed. Not necessarily, you know, like, by, like, mythology, but I think there's actually, like, full-on documents and records of it, that not all of the graves were moved, and some of it was done rather sloppily. So, long before the construction of the school, there's a whole other section of the cemetery that was sold off by the Lutheran Church that owned it. The Lutheran Church owned this big-ass cemetery, okay? With all 24,000 plots. And they sold off a portion of that cemetery because they wanted to build houses.
Okay.
This is, I want to say, 1916 time frame.
Okay.
So the workers that were employed to dig up the grave sites in order for them to build the houses, they were being paid per body that they exhumed. And
nice.
Yeah, so people were in a real big hurry. For that time frame, they were earning $1 each grave.
What was the value of $1 in 1916? Alexa. In comparison to today.
I don't know. You Google that for
Keep
me real
talking.
Fast. So, the workers, because, you know, they were getting paid per body that they were able to excavate, they did everything that they could and essentially tore through as many grave sites as possible in order to make more money. So they removed the bones from the coffins, but they would leave the coffins and the caskets in the grave site and just throw the dirt right back on top of it so the way they could build right over them. They didn't even do the work of, like, removing the caskets completely.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, you know how some of your bones are really, really small? What are the odds that some of the bones were still left in there? Like, you didn't grab the person's complete body. That's just my thought on it, you know?
That's terrible.
One of the grave sites that they had emptied had a man's remains inside of it, and he was wearing a Civil War uniform. So, you've got some pretty interesting people that were buried under there that you totally disrupted. Bastards.
Yeah, that's not great.
Any luck on them?
Yes. So, it looks like it was about $13 today.
$13 per gravesite? That still does not seem like enough. You're digging 6 feet under and exhuming a body?
Like, this is wrong.
I mean, it's 1916. I'm sure that's accurate. But that still doesn't seem like nearly enough. I would charge way more money to... That's going to take you more than an hour. You know, like... That's hard labor. Just saying.
Yeah,
okay.
No, that is strenuous work, grave digging.
So, fast forward back to 1922-ish. During all of the digging and the construction for the school, there were all of these houses that were already built because the cemetery had already been sold off, like, in chunks.
And
they
had
building
already,
all these,
like,
houses
started
and
doing
stuff.
Everything.
So the people that were living in those houses, we were just going to refer to them as the neighbors. They said that dogs and even children would come home with, like, bones. Like, during the construction of the school, before the school was even built, like, they would just be like, look what I found. I found a femur. Like,
sounds like Ashley's kind of house.
Totally is, dude. Totally is, right?
I found a femur.
I didn't actually find that as a quote. I'm just saying, like, I'm sure that's what happened. But construction workers had even said that they would find random jewelry and the little handles that are attached to the sides of the coffins mm-hmm. in random places when they were constructing the building.
Oh, my God.
Which makes me wonder, like, what do you mean in random places? Like, in the dirt as you're digging? Or were these pieces moved, and all of a sudden you're building and there's in the middle of the stairway there's a piece of jewelry. Like, I don't know. That wasn't fully clear. And yeah. I like to be totally clarified with everything. You know me.
Yeah, you want to know all the information.
So while most of the school is surrounded by a residential neighborhood, the south side of the school, which is where the football field is located, there's a lot of streets and shops. And I got this from a YouTube video that I had watched. I kind of just took note of it. So it's a much louder and much busier area. But it's just like the back of the school is basically butted up right up against an intersection. So when she's sitting there in the little video that I watched, she's trying to mess with her spirit box and stuff. All I could hear were cars and horns honking. And I'm like, that is so disruptive for being like right next to a high school. Like, yeah. To hear that all day? No, thank you.
That would be so annoying.
So that's the background of it. There are a lot of stories that have been told by students and staff about, ghosts and hauntings that take place at the school. Apparently everything is unsubstantiated from what I could read through all my research. But there have been many people that have allegedly seen apparitions walking on the football field. And to be fair, it's really, really, really hard to get, like, solid proof of ghost hauntings and things like that. So
yeah, when you gotta have, like, a TV show.
Exactly. When I say it's unsubstantiated, I don't mean, like, you know, it's not true. But it's hard to get definitive proof and something that's not worth debunking when things are actually happening. I totally believe in spirits. I totally believe in hauntings. So, and as old as this building is, and the fact that it's on top of a cemetery, I kind of do think that some of these things have happened. I'm sure
some of it has happened.
So a lot of people have been saying that they've seen apparitions walking on the football field. I guess there's the St. Louis Paranormal Research Society that said during one football practice in 2008, one of the players tripped over something that was sticking out of the ground.
Oh, God. A hand.
Essentially. School maintenance workers had to come up to go check it out and remove the object, but it was not anything that anybody ever expected it to be.
What was it?
It was a full-on coffin that was sticking out of the ground. And this is 2008, dude. It was a
coffin?
Yes, so that just means the stuff under the earth is shifting and it's moving around.
It's doing something.
It's doing something because the school has been there for years at this point.
And a coffin has been pushed up out of the ground. Yeah,
it's been here for, like, what, 64, 66 years at this point?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and now all of a sudden it's coming up.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. That's so fucked, though.
It's an issue.
Imagine being that kid.
I tripped over a coffin. I mean,
imagine telling that story.
I tell the story about my grandma parking on top of somebody's grave. She's just... To be fair, she's old. She's old, and she just couldn't see it. But we were at a cemetery for one of my uncle's funerals, and she pulls her car up, but she didn't realize, like, the corner right there, they're not, like, full-on curves. They're very soft. And she thought she was on the curb, but she was actually, like, on top of someone's grave. We still talk about it. And it was, like, 15 years ago. So, things happen. I think it'd be more disrespectful to park on top of the grave than to trip. Yeah, but I still wouldn't want to be the one to trip on it.
I wouldn't want to be the one to do either.
I saw a few reports that said something about there being a fire on the top floor of the school. And I'm a little bit confused with this. I'm going to say, when you look at the school, and I'll post pictures of it on the Instagram, the school looks like it's about 4 stories high, but it's one of those ones where it's like you have the whole entire school and then there's the nice entryway in the front, but the entryway looks like it's an extra story taller.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't know if that's just because in that portion, the fourth floor has these beautiful vaulted ceilings just in the center, or if that's like a whole other floor just for faculty or something like that. You know, you never know. excuse me. But in this fire, there were several students and a few firemen who had actually perished.
Oh.
And I want to say it was at least 4 firemen. The administrators had this portion of the school sealed off, but it is reported that some people have heard banging on the walls and the doors, as well as some faint screaming sounds that you would hear if people were trying to, like, frantically escape. So
I hate that kind of stuff.
And I hate that because it's like, I don't want to hear you being tortured, dude. I really don't. Just slam some doors, but I don't want to hear you freaking out because I can't save you. And you're just reliving your death over and over again. Like, that to me is heartbreaking and terrifying. So in addition to all of that, there are also footsteps that can be heard going up and down the empty corridors. I'm not sure if that's separate to the fireplace or not. And in one article I read that it seemed to question as to whether or not the fire actually took place, but I read multiple times that the fire happened.
Like, verified it?
It's just, you know, when you go to the school's website and they talk about, like, oh, the history of the school. First off, I've learned as of today, most of these school websites don't even have history of our school.
No.
And for being a haunted school, you'd think that you'd put that somewhere on your website.
Why would they?
I would want to attend a haunted school.
School websites are probably for the school district, and they're trying to get more children in their schools.
I would want to go. I'd want
to
go to a
haunted
school.
You're like the exception to the rule. Most kids would not.
Well, and I'm over here looking like...
And most parents wouldn't want their kids to go to a school that was built on top of a cemetery.
Okay, true. If it was Lil, I wouldn't want to send Lil to a haunted school, but I would want to go to a haunted school. And for me, all I'm thinking is just like, hey, you're a school. You should be trying to help us with the research. And if I'm trying to research your school, I want to know what happened. Who died there? What's been going on? Like,
oh my God, who died there? Most schools don't have any people that died. Of course they're not going to advertise it.
Somebody died at my high school. She was run over by a big truck.
That's really sad.
Years before I got there.
Actually, yeah. I think there was someone that died at mine too.
See, and this is the kind of stuff that just interests me. It's sad, but I just want to know.
Sad, but interesting.
Yes. Supposedly, you can hear voices throughout the hallways and in the classrooms, and in addition to the fire that's on the fourth floor, it's also said that the lights flicker on and off on that floor only. Objects are said to have moved throughout the school, and the surrounding people that live around the school, they all claim to see apparitions around the school, but mostly the football field. I already mentioned that.
Okay.
I watched this YouTube video, I forgot who it was, I'll have to put it in the notes, but if you Google Roosevelt High School Haunting, it's just like the first two videos that come up for it. She tried her spirit box and was trying to communicate with anyone that was there, and she kept asking over and over, like, constantly if there were any spirits, and it kind of sounded like someone was saying yes. You know what a spirit box is?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's for anybody that doesn't know, it's the one that scans through the radio stations and you can program it to AM or FM, and it's just this really loud...
Oh, kind of like the static?
Yes, and the spirits have the ability to grab on to, like, the words that are going through all the different radio stations that you're scanning through, so they can put together their own sentences and be able to communicate with
you. It's so fucking creepy.
It's really, really weird, but I want to get one so bad.
Weird ass.
I don't want to do it here in my own home, but I want to do it at other places. Because if something is here, I don't want to invite it to start communicating with me, with my child here, and my dogs, and my husband. I'll do it at other places.
Yeah. Ashley's got this whole thing all thought out.
I totally do.
She's been thinking about this.
Every day. So, it sounded like they were saying yes. She asked them why they turned the lights on and off, and it responded by saying punishment. She says it says punishment, but she had turned the camera away for a second, and I think she's filming on her phone or something like that, and it was really hard to
hear
them
anything.
Say. You could hear something, but I couldn't make it out for sure. She asked them to turn on the lights on the fourth floor, and she freaked out. So the first video is her actually, like, her whole entire process of being in the front of the school with the spirit box, and then going to the back of the school at the football field with the spirit box. And then the second video is only, like, 2 minutes, and it shows the actual responses that she was getting from it.
God.
And in both videos, you'll see this, where she says, like, oh, well, you turn on the lights on the fourth floor, and she's freaking out, thinking that the light turned on, but honestly for me, it's way too hell to turn, to tell,
blah, blah, blah.
It's way too hard to tell if that light was either turned on or just left on,
mm-hmm.
let alone if there's even a light on at all. But yeah. she swears, she's like, oh my God, that light is on. I can't believe it. Like, thank you so much. Can you turn the light off? And she keeps trying to zoom into it. And it's like she goes totally out of frame. And then she goes back into it. And then it's totally out of frame. And then it's back into it. And it's just... It's kind of frustrating because I'm like, that just looks like a glare on the window. That doesn't even look like the light is on. Yeah, like,
that doesn't look and like anything.
The sun is setting behind the building, so you're kind of looking towards the sunlight.
Okay.
It's really hard to see, and you're looking at the fourth floor where the sun is closest to. It's really hard to see if the light is actually on in any yeah. of the rooms, in any of the floors, but especially that one. So I don't really buy that part a whole lot. She asked what the spirit's name was, and she said she heard Joseph, but I also kind of heard another name that sounded like Smith. Then she went around to the backside where the football field is located and tried to do the spirit box again. When she asked if there were any spirits right away, something said yes. And the other thing that's kind of frustrating is that she's continuously talking to it, where she's just like,
oh, like the
are there any
time.
Spirits there? Are there any spirits there? What's your name? Tell me what your name is. And she'll pause for like 2 seconds. She'll just be like, my name is Shannon. I do remember that. Her name is Shannon. Okay. and are you upset that something, that the school is on top of the grave sites? And, you know, the kids get to see you every day. The kids come and visit you every single day. And she's just talking to him. But it's just like, you know, things are trying to come through the spirit box. And it's just like, you can't
hear it. You just hear her talking.
Yeah, it's a little bit frustrating. Even if it might not be anything that they're, it's just the static that's coming through. It's still hard. It's like, shh. At one point as I was listening to it, cause I watched the whole long first video, I heard it say stop. And then I heard it say go away, but she didn't seem to hear or acknowledge either of those ones. And the second video she didn't put any of those as like her evidence or her findings.
She left it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you
I swear I heard that. I'm certain she didn't hear because she was just busy talking so much, but I was totally trying to listen to it and I was like, oh,
like I hear
something doesn't want you there. She asked if she asked whether or not they like the children there to come and visit, and I swear that I heard it say kill them. You can go and watch this video. I'll try to make sure I remember
that's
to put
not
the link
creepy.
Or not the link, but like the in the what am I talking about in the Instagram. I'll try to make sure that I make note
okay.
of like what
yeah.
it is. So for me, I don't think she was talking to anybody that was really nice. But there was like when she did her little evidence video, she was asking like, "Oh, are there any spirits?" And you could hear it, and she wrote it on the screen where it says many. And she's like, oh, like, how are you? Are you okay? And it said, I am dead.
No.
And she asked if their bodies were still there or if someone's bodies was still there. It said, of course. So, to me,
that's
it was kind of like...
reassuring.
I mean, if you've just... 60-something years later and you still found a coffin come up. And this is separate from what I mentioned in the beginning about people being paid $1 a day to excavate the
grave. Yeah, this is something different.
And them burying right on top of the caskets. Like, this was a casket with a body in it. Like, this is not the same. So, there you go. That's Roosevelt High School in St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri.
Again.
Next up, we are going to cover El Paso High School in El Paso, Texas. So, El Paso High School is the oldest operating high school in all of El Paso, Texas, and its name is the Lady on the Hill, its nickname.
Mm.
It sits on a mountainside at the foot of the Franklin Mountains, and it stands out prominently on the horizon of the city. So, it's one of those things where it's like, if you're in the city, you can look up
like,
and see that.
It's there.
And it looks over
it's the
everything.
Landmark.
Mm-hmm. It totally is the landmark. Oh, my God. So, the inside of the school... When you first walk in, you'll see marble floors. It's definitely very fancy and elegant compared to any other high school that I've ever seen, especially for the time frame that it was built, which would be like 1916.
Okay.
Which, actually, it's funny that we say 1916 because that's the same time that the bodies were being dug up for
it's funny because you said that and I was like,
that sounds familiar.
1916.
So when you walk into the front entrance, like I said, you'll see the marble floors. You'll also see some low ceilings with the classical columns. As you walk in a bit further, the floors are constructed of oak, and I believe it's the hallways are oak and the classrooms have the floors that are made out of hard maple. It was a specific, like, I don't know the difference specific in kind wood, of wood, but people know it, so there you go. Wood enthusiasts. And I'm not talking about that kind of wood. Anyways.
Are you trying to say I'm a wood enthusiast?
I mean, we both kind of are. We're both straight.
So. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's what she said. Anyways, so the bathrooms and the shower rooms, yes, they have shower rooms.
What's the difference between a bathroom and a shower room?
I mean, for public school, I'm imagining bathrooms are typical. My junior high had a locker room with shower rooms attached to it, but the water didn't work in any of the showers. They cut the they cut off all the supplies to it. I know. I'm like, I guess they didn't think we needed them.
Huh.
Or that the girls in junior high were too immature to use them. Whatever the case.
Yeah, something.
So, those rooms would all have tile, marble, and porcelain. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. The ground floor is below street level. So, for me, I'm thinking basement, but they said ground floor. Like, hey, this is floor number one.
Okay.
The second floor is actually at street level. They have a stadium that seats about 12,000 people, and it was one of the first major concrete stadiums.
12,000?
12,000 people.
Wow, that's a lot for a high school.
Right? That's what I was thinking, too. It's a little excessive,
especially for that time frame.
Right? So I'm wondering if they would, like, loan that out for other...
For other usage? Things,
concerts and stuff like that. I mean, it's 1916, so what kind of concerts are you going to have? But,
I don't know, you could have some...
Some orchestra?
Folk music.
Mm-hmm. it is one of the first major concrete stadiums built in the whole entire county as well. The school itself is very, very large, and I will be sure to post pictures of it. And aside from the main entry that you see, there are two wings of the school that connect to the entryway at like a 45-degree angle. So it's like this one big kind of like square rectangle thing that you see when you walk in. And... See, you know, the White House is, like, straight.
Mm-hmm.
So these ones are tipped at a 45-degree angle to kind of create this, like, concave shape. And they come out just a little bit. It's hard for you. You can't really see my hand motions that I'm giving to Shauna. But
I know. She's sitting here, like, flagging down a car.
So the entryway is referred to as a pavilion or a Corinthian porch. And by the looks of it, from what I can tell, the front of the school is elevated, and it kind of sits in front of the stadium so that it kind of overlooks it, if that makes any sense. Like, the whole entire school overlooks the stadium, so if you're on, like, the second and third floor,
you can see
the football game going on.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
And the seats of the stadium, like I had mentioned, it's all a concrete stadium, so it just looks like a bunch of concrete steps in a semicircle. That kind of go around.
Okay, I understand how
you... There's a beautiful picture of it, and it's a postcard dated from, like, 1916, 1918 time. And that'll be one of the pictures that I post. It's gorgeous. So it just kind of helps with the whole angle of the 45-degree angles of the wings of the school. It is referred to as a... I hope I'm saying this right. Greco-Roman inspired architecture.
Oh.
Which is going to set it apart from any other building in the entire city.
So those were definitely the vibes that I was getting as you were.
The pillars, the columns, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff.
I love that kind of stuff. That's why I like going to the Getty Villa so much.
I love the Getty.
It's all like Greek and Roman architecture. It's so beautiful.
So make sure you're following our Instagram so you can see all the beautiful pictures because every episode gets its own post.
It does. And then to feel really inspired, you can go to the Getty Villa.
Yes. You have to
tell them that we sent you guys there. Maybe they'll sponsor us.
I know.
Huh? Or give us free tickets at least. Ugh. I'm just kidding. Actually, I think their tickets are free. You just have to pay for parking.
Oh, really?
You have to like reserve a spot and pay for parking.
Oh.
At least that's how it was the last time I went.
It's been a long time since I've been to the Getty.
Yeah, the last time I went, it was like you had to go online, reserve like a time frame.
When did you go? During COVID?
No.
What the hell?
This is before. The last time that I went was probably like 3 years ago.
This is like the Getty Museum, but the little garden area?
The Getty Villa, the one off of PCH. It's like a full museum. They've got like the indoor stuff and the outdoor stuff.
It's the Getty. It's all their regular Getty?
I think there are two different ones.
Oh, then I don't know what the Getty Villa is.
I think there's the regular Getty, and then there's the Getty Villa. I want to say there are two different ones, because the Getty Villa is like right past Santa Monica Pier on PCH.
I don't know that.
Yeah. It's really pretty. I want to say all you had to do, you just had to like reserve your time frame and then pay for parking. You didn't actually have to like pay to get
in. Okay, now I want
to
go.
It's gorgeous.
We're going.
Take lots of pictures. It's beautiful.
So, fast forward a few years, thanks to the ever wonderful, and please note the heavy, heavy sarcasm here, the ever wonderful Ku Klux Klan. Thank you. We'll see, and then we're not even going to talk about this. The school... Yeah, no, we're going to talk about this. When I said it, I was doing my voice dictation to this thing because my hand still hurts to type. It gave me KU, KU, not clue, but KU.
I thought it was like when you...
Klan, but apparently the first one came up as KU.
As KU, KU.
KU, so that's why I got tongue-tied in the beginning because I was going to call it clue, and I was like, apparently it's not what it is.
Apparently it's KU.
Whatever, the KKK, those bastards, they... had some sort of, like, ties with the city for a while. And so they had the name of the school changed to Sam Houston High. And I don't really know who Sam Houston is. And if it has anything to do with the KKK, I really don't give a shit. So that didn't last long because the community kind of, like, pushed against the Klan and they were essentially pushed out.
We're not doing this.
So okay. The name of the school went back to being El Paso High School.
Like, yeah, why not? Right? It's where it's at. Come on.
And the building was officially named a landmark on, November 17th, 1980. So.
Okay.
Last little thing of history, which also kind of leads us into the horror stories of it. During the time of the World Wars, because World War One was from 1914 to 1918,
mm-hmm.
and World War Two was from 1939 to 1945, the school acted as an overflow morgue.
Oh, God.
Yes. And once you see the pictures, you'll understand, but...
In Texas?
Yeah, I guess so. So here's why, though. Because people who had passed, the soldiers who had passed... they'd be sent back until the family was notified.
Okay.
So if they were from Texas during the World War, their bodies would be sent there and it would just be housed until the families were notified of like, hey, this person died.
Yeah.
Come claim their bodies kind of a thing. Not only that, but it was people who had passed from the Spanish flu outbreak.
I was going to ask you, that was like my next thing. I'm like, okay, why would they need that? Because... if you think about, like, men that died in World War One and Two, how many of them really were from Texas?
Of course. I mean, there were a lot of people, but...
specifically El Paso.
Yeah. And I did not get the dates of when the Spanish flu outbreak was, but I don't think that there were a lot of places to put these people.
No. Well, we were fully unequipped for the Spanish flu outbreak.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was all, and then the wars were at different times, mind you, obviously. But they had these people in the basement of the school for quite some time. And they weren't dying, they were already dead, but, you know, your spirit sometimes travels with the body.
Oh, yeah, makes sense. Spanish influenza outbreak was 1918 to 1920. And it infected over 500 million people. About a third of the world's population at the time.
So that's literally right at the time that World War is ending. And, like, almost 20 years before World War II starts.
So that does make sense then. Okay.
So sometimes people would find the hallways filled with mist. People hear doors slamming, and this is going to sound like a total joke or like the SpongeBob episode, but...
Oh, God.
Goo drips from the ceiling.
No. ectoplasm.
Right? The walls ooze green slime. But there's even the discovery of multiple classrooms that were hidden beneath the building.
And I'll touch back on that in a second.
So apparently there are some faculty members and students who took it upon themselves to explore the basements. And I don't know, like,
some kids that were either trying to go down there and smoke some weed or, fuck someone.
You know, our school is like, hey, what are you doing over here? Go away from that corner. It's like, this is part of, like, where we're allowed to be. Yeah, but you're off in a secluded area. Like, come back. Like, we weren't allowed to do much of anything.
I mean, at my school. Probably not having someone guard the basement.
But that's just, like, for me, I'm like, even if our school had a basement, it would absolutely have guards there. We had security guards everywhere. I don't have any idea. It wasn't 1915, 1916 early on. This was way later.
It was later.
And like I mentioned before, I'm not sure if the basement is below what they considered to be the ground floor or if that is the ground floor for them. Because for me, if I'm looking at a building that has a basement, and ground floor is still what I would call the first floor.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the basement.
So I'm wondering if there's a basement below the ground floor.
Or if they're referring to the ground floor.
Yes. So that's my little struggle. Welcome to my hell. Anyways, these students and faculty members were exploring, and they found classrooms from the earliest, 20th century that were in absolute perfect condition. However, the way that the rooms were sealed off and kind of, like, blocked off made it seem that it was done very hurriedly and rushed, very haphazardly done.
Okay, like, they were just trying
to block it off and then never look back. But the rooms were pristine. Of course, you know, they're dirty.
Yeah, they've never been touched.
And there was no information about why the abandoned classrooms were closed off, let alone that they had even existed, obviously, because none of the faculty knew about them. None of the administrators had any clue that they were even there.
Like, someone had to have known.
Right?
At least one person.
There is a... We never did this in my high school. I think this was just something from way, way long ago. My grandpa has them for all of his graduating classes, but the graduating class picture of 1985. Oh, you know what? We did do that. We had a drone take our picture.
You guys had a drone. That's kind of cool.
I'm pretty sure it was either that or the guy was on a really tall ladder. I don't remember that day at all, but I do remember it's in the yearbook.
Yeah, I was literally about to be like, I have no clue. I don't remember shit from my senior year.
This is probably one of the few things that I remember. I was very busy that year. This girl made her first appearance. This ghost girl. I want to say it's her first and only appearance.
Okay.
I do have a picture of it that I will post. I read two different articles on this. One article said that supposedly the people that are in the picture had, like, didn't notice that she was there. Like, people were like, no, there was nobody standing in front of me. There was nobody standing behind me. Like, this girl was not there. And then something else said that, we noticed she was there, but we didn't know who she was. And as soon as the picture was taken, she vanished, kind of a thing. Okay. So I'm not really sure what to believe on this.
But those were taken as you will.
But I'm going to go with people did not actually see her when the picture was shot. A lot of people said that they had sweaty palms during the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, when you look at the picture, nobody can identify her. She doesn't appear in the photos negative. It was just...
Oh, that's creepy. Like,
in the picture. And this is well before... This is 1985, so this is well before the age of Photoshop when you could, like, add her into the picture. The photo still resides in a trophy case at the school, so it's still, like, up there.
That's so weird.
I know. And I looked at the picture and I was like, that's weird. That looks like me and my friend. Because we would always kind of like have our heads down and people would make fun of my friend in like junior high. They would call her like, what is her name? Samira.
Oh, God.
Because she had her hair down like this.
That's how she would wear her hair.
But that's kind of how I had my hair too. It's just... Her hair was so perfectly straight that it looked perfect.
Look like Samara?
And mine just looked like messy and I just was trying to like... I didn't want anybody. I didn't want to deal with anybody. They were like those blockers.
No, I'm going to go home and watch The Ring.
Oh, good. You have fun with that movie.
I love that movie.
So, some of the alumni and faculty have said that they have seen and or heard hundreds of ghosts holding, like, pep rallies or games in the gym in the middle of the night.
That's so creepy.
I'm like, first of all, what are you doing in the middle of the night? Games. Right? And they also said that they've heard basketball games in the auditorium, but when they open the doors to the gym in the auditorium, like, nobody's there. There is a teacher that told a story about how he was leaving the school late one night when he saw a girl dressed in an old-fashioned blue dress, and she was just standing at the end of the hallway, and he knew that she wasn't supposed to be here due to the time frame. I'm assuming that nobody else was supposed to be on campus. Students were supposed to be gone at this point. It was just teachers who were just working kind of late.
Yeah.
And so he went to go tell her that she needed to leave, and she turned around, looked at him, and he claims that she just looked really sad. And then the teacher realized, quote, that she was, quote, as intangible as mist and faded away from existence, unquote.
Ooh.
So that she just pixelated almost, just goes gone. Away.
Out of thin air.
Apparently she is not, she and the other girl in the pictures are not the only female ghost that is typically, not typically, but like very well known, I guess. This last one right here is the most popular apparition that I've been able to find. There was a girl who must have been going through something very difficult in her life, and she actually committed suicide by slitting her wrist and then jumping to her death from a balcony that's located within inside of the school. Apparently the hallway and the stairwell that led to the exact spot where she died had been boarded up, but there's still a way that you can see the balcony that she jumped from, and apparently this girl has been spotted multiple times, and people have allegedly seen her jumping or falling from that balcony to her death.
Ooh.
So they'll either see her standing there, and then she'll just kind of disappear, or if you're really, really lucky, you'll see her standing there, and I don't know if that's lucky or unlucky. Sorry.
Lucky for some.
Right? And you'll actually see her fall, but I don't know what happens if she hits the floor, if she just disappears halfway down or what, you know? And then this part kind of confuses me a little bit because they made it seem like the stairwells and the hallways were completely boarded off as if they put up new walls, like, to make it seem like it was never there so nobody mm-hmm. could get to it. But one of the articles that I read from hauntedrooms.com said that there were people who were brave enough to sneak into the blocked off hallways, and okay. this is supposedly where they found the strange slime that was dripping from the ceiling and a mist that kind of comes in like once a day but quickly evaporates.
Comes in once a day.
Yeah. So I'm like, how often are these people standing back there? Like,
I know. They've got someone like out there at all times.
Right. So, and if it is something that you can kind of sneak into, they clearly didn't board it off as well as they should have or as well as they claim to have.
Yeah.
So I thought that was weird. But there you go. There's your two haunted high schools. And I actually really liked it, doing the research for this
that
one.
That had to have been fun to do.
It was. I want to
do like
more.
A good haunting.
Me too. But it's so hard to find ones that are real and not just BS stories. And, oh God, the first one that I watched, I wanted so bad to have somebody's, like, recollections of, like, yeah, I remember this. Hey, this is my firsthand account. Like, this is what
and
happened.
And it was not like that.
And it was some Asian chick that made the video with her almost 20-year-old older husband. And they made the trip back to the high school that he had gone to. He was at the Roosevelt High School. And she just had so many weird, it's not like voiceovers, but, like, weird sounds and, like,
yeah.
He's like demonstrating something and she's like pew 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 and it's just these fucking annoying things and it's just like, dude, don't put scary sounds like as if something's gonna lead up to something when nothing's happening. Like he's not giving his firsthand account of anything, like nothing's happening. I just found the video to be a lot more annoying. So if I do more of these, I really want to hear people's
first-hand
accounts. And so this is going to lead me to asking, please send us your stories, because if you have anything that you've experienced or that your mom has experienced, your grandma has experienced, whatever it is, and you want to tell that story and you want us to tell that story.
We want to hear it.
We want to know it. Please, that kind of stuff is so much fun for us.
Tell us everything.
Botheredaf@gmail.com. There you go.
Or you can send us stuff on the Instagram. That's bothered_AF.
Sure is. There's also a Facebook.
It's bothered_AF.
It's there. It's there. You can find it. And the more people that we get on there, the more active Shana-na-na-na-na will be.
Hopefully. Yes.
Yeah. Because
I'm really bad about putting a lot on my own plate. Got a lot. I'm always very busy.
See, I am too, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't commute. I don't really have the same type of work. I work, but it's not the same kind of thing. And like, I should be able to do more, but then I feel guilty because I'm like, I'm at home with my baby and I'm supposed to be with her, and I don't like to be on my phone at all, which is why it takes me 10 days to respond to you.
But yeah, guys, follow all of the pages, follow the Instagram so that you can keep up with when we're posting episodes. Yes. We post everything there first. And it was great
talking to you. First and only there, really.
Yeah, really only there at this point. But it was great talking to you guys again. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode.
Yes, let's
know. And next week's will be another fun one. So
next week's going to be a back to murder?
Yes, it will be.
All right. I'm excited.
So, I'm excited. This one was really fun for me. And it's another one that is, that has a movie based off of it.
Any more child deaths in this one?
No.
Okay, then I can get back into my regular swing. Not that child deaths are my thing. I don't want anybody to think that. I'm just
saying. Yeah, no. No child
deaths. We had to take a break from the child deaths and stuff because it was really depressing.
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
So.
But yeah, until next time.
Stay bothered.
Bye. Bye.